We're here today with Dae Woo and Brandon.
Brandon,
from the Oishi Japanese restaurant, and you also serve some Korean food.
Yes, because I'm from Korea.
I was Korean. Going to ask you where you were from. Uh-huh. So how long have you been in Canada?
I think 8 years maybe in Canada.
And have you had the restaurant all that time?
First here business, but people,
I'm one year here.
So
in Cornell for quite some time down the coast.
You're a new owner
yeah.
of this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
How have things been?
Everyone says it's way better. The locals that come here, that's the new menu he's devised and everything, it's really good. Yeah, I grew up in Vancouver and his sushi easily competes. Really.
Because I'm people work in the Victoria and Vancouver downtown.
Mm-hmm. So he trained in Vancouver and in that area and has family that owns nice restaurants out there.
Uh-huh. What brought you to Salmon Arm?
I think I'm looking for some business for fish restaurant and some people I'm living some big region. Do you know? Some big region?
Some peaks.
Some peaks is a ski area. But very near the here, I think, is a restaurant.
He was looking for a restaurant.
Yeah.
He was looking for a business around Sun Peaks or here.
How do you like the Chuswap so far, the area?
I think a very, very beautiful in the lake and very huge beauty. Very good.
When did you actually take control of the restaurant? When did you buy it? What time last year?
I think last year, May, June.
So you got to experience our forest fire situation. Did that have much of an effect on the restaurant?
I think it had an effect on everything, really.
Did you work in the restaurant before?
I don't work here. He's just my best friend. I help him and his family because they don't speak the best English.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak Korean?
A tiny bit.
Okay.
I'm learning.
He's me, first time my step need a house. So he's a landlord. He's have a house. So I contact some join and first meet. But looking for some best friend, like some I need friend. Yes, friend.
So yeah, some friend from Korea rented my room. And he worked here.
And so you help him out whenever you can?
Too much something.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Yeah, I helped his friend, Oh Kyun Moon, who works here as well. I helped their daughter get into school and stuff. So that her daughter is very smart, but doesn't speak much English.
Yeah.
Is she in school here?
Yeah.
A shout out to her. Hope she does well. Hope she has a good day. What challenges do you find owning the restaurant?
What's difficult about running the restaurant?
I like spicy something, so maybe make a spicy some food. So
that's why folks can't like spice like they can. Except for me,
spice bowl and some spice rice cake.
This food is amazing here.
I think a difference. Spice salmon oil and spice tuna roll too, because I have some specialty spice sauce.
Is there extra spicy?
No, I'm usually some typical recipe. Some use the make a spicy sauce, some you know, chili sauce and some powder.
There's non-spicy options as well. There's lots of non-spicy stuff, but if you want something spicy,
get
cooked up.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I think what he's saying is that some of the custom sauces and things can be difficult to maintain because people love it.
Mm.
And the spicy salmon roll, so many of them, and it's all handmade and really good quality. I watched him cut the fish. Beautiful. An artist, really.
Mm. So do you?
Thank you.
Do you too?
So is the fish raw or cooked?
You cook both. Yeah. So the uncooked would be sashimi, and then if it's cooked, it'll be sushi. And he invented some rolls that are fusion rolls it's a sushi roll with some sashimi on top. They're amazing.
Yeah, I think important some rice and salt better. So yeah. I'm every time, every in the morning, make new sample rice.
Special sushi rice.
Is that sticky rice?
It's a little bit.
He's got his own recipe.
There's a tea
kind of
poured over the rice, and
then
adds
some good. Yeah. I think
important
some because sushi
mm-hmm.
important some rice.
The rice, yeah.
It's soaked better.
Yeah, and the flavor and everything. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's quite unique.
Mm-hmm. So every in the morning, make new some rice and miso.
Sometimes busy days, there's like two or three tubs of rice.
Does it get quite busy in here then?
Yeah, I think that today is too quiet. Yeah.
But definitely certain days of the week, yeah, it can be crazy. I watched him make probably 35 California rolls in 15 minutes one day.
Wow.
It's like playing a piano. Cool to watch.
What are the good things about owning the restaurant?
You think?
Your favorite things about owning?
I think Simon Ushijushi is, I think, better because some my best customer is every time some order to go for Simon Ushijushi. Every day, you know.
So this is another, it's part of his menu he's invented. It's hard to understand if you haven't seen or read it, but it's Ozi Sushi. Mm-hmm. And it's special rolls that are topped with specialty toppings and then hit with the blowtorch, and they're very fancy, beautiful presentation, and I don't think we've ever had one person complain about any of them.
I think the very famous Simon Sushi and different style some sushi.
That's not your creation, that's a style?
Yeah, this style is Victoria style something.
Okay.
Before my work.
I see. Yeah. Not his invention, but still kind of new West Coast kind of stuff.
How many people are employed in the restaurant?
I think five person.
Five?
I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, when are you open?
Sunday close. Every time.
Monday through Saturday?
Yes.
And from what time?
To in the morning, 11 o'clock open. But now is have a break time to 2:30 to go. So at the 8 o'clock close.
Yeah, so he closes for an hour and a half between 2:30 and 4.
So you catch the lunch and the dinner people?
It's really slow between those hours. There's no point to keep it open. This guy, he makes 40 rolls in a row. He might need a nap.
Yeah. Oh, someone is too hard.
Yeah. Busy.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any interaction with any of the businesses around you?
Yeah, we did some, when I was here visiting, we did some food share with next door, the Mexican, the Vallarta Cantina. Yeah.
I know later in the year there's going to be a multicultural festival downtown. Are you going to get involved in that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then you can showcase some of your foods at it and talk about...
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that, and that's probably something that we should get involved with. I did. Yeah, multicultural food.
Yeah, and my new main chef, she's have 3 years high school for cooking school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then after she's a master for my menu, so I will be.
She's close already. She's
more than makes, and I have time.
I think Erica, by the time of the festival, I think Erica will be a master.
Yeah, we are make some more to develop some menu and some busy stuff.
Always more to be had.
I will go bank. It's okay.
Just you.
I will be back.
You will be back.
Yeah.
Okay. See you when you get back.
Yeah,
okay.
I will be back.
The response, everybody that's come in here has said, wow, you guys really kind of turned it around. He's looking at updating.
And how long do you think that will take place?
He wants to do it soon, so I'm sure he'll probably be getting into it soon. He's got other employees that want to help paint and demolish some things and change it up a little bit.
Sounds like everyone wants to help him.
These people are some of the most generous people I've ever met in my life. Like I said, invited me in for Korean barbecue. He's a good friend.
Do you happen to know whereabouts in Korea he's from?
Oh, he's right outside Seoul. I want to say Pyeongchang, but I'm probably butchering that because my Korean's not very good yet.
How long have you been learning Korean then?
About a month. It's tricky. It's a tricky language. Watching them type in Korean and it translate to English, like, the sentence structure and what it's about will absolutely change like 8 or 9 times before they send the message.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
Does he have a handheld translator then? Is it?
Well, cell phones these days.
Oh, you can get an app.
Yeah.
He would type in basically English letters, what he wants
he
to
would
say.
Type in Korean and it will translate it correctly.
So the translator on the phone actually shows his Korean characters?
It does. It's pretty interesting.
He has Korean and Japanese foods here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it licensed?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sell alcohol. They actually have specialized, there's some special whiskeys and stuff here from Japan. And quite hard to find elsewhere.
Mm.
And they're delicious. His plan is to open more businesses and try to develop in this area.
Would he be sticking with the restaurant business or is he looking for other things as well?
I don't think he's too concerned about what it is. He just wants to find an idea that people haven't really hit me yet and try and start something along those lines.
He's pretty ambitious.
Definitely. He's got family and he's got friends that all, they're all businessmen and there's nothing, that's kind of what I get from him, is that with his businesses, he kind of wants to do something that other people haven't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find a bit of a niche.
I know I asked if you talk with other businesses. Does he know any other businesses in town?
He knows a lot of people. I'm not sure. He does have friends and he does have friends come in all the time that I'm sure some of them are probably business owners. That wasn't too bad. You're back.
Uh-huh. First business, I think, are very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Some have some tanks, like some
lots of work.
First, try some really hard something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have some good friend and good steps, and I'm happy and excited too.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like the people of San Juan who haven't been to your place? Would you like? Is there anything you'd like them to know about the restaurant?
For the radio.
Uh huh.
Do you have any message?
Message
for the radio.
For
everybody, no.
Yeah. Is there anything that you think the people in town should know about?
I would say that if you haven't tried Oishi Sushi, you should come and try it because it's unreal and easily comparable to West Coast sushi.
What holidays do you normally celebrate with your culture?
Big day is New Year's. But typically use the calendar, lunar calendar, use it. So yeah.
Is that the only one?
No, I think the Christmas too.
Mm-hmm.
And some Halloween. I know.
Halloween big in Korea too.
Yeah, some yeah. Difficult some. Yeah, you know, make a meet big family, and together have a.
Eastern?
Yeah, like this Eastern. One, yes.
Okay, so they do follow
mm-hmm.
a bunch of the Christian holidays as well.
Like Thanksgiving Day, right?
Also big,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I learned something new too. But I know Lunar New Year for them is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's, that's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What sort of things do you do at Christmas?
Work. I work. Yeah, just Sunday day. Yeah.
You don't celebrate in your personal life?
Just after work after. So we meet some dinner, like a barbecue party, something. Some friendly or family, something.
So family time.
Yeah, family time.
Make a feast together, usually.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about earlier, the Korean barbecue. That's that's the barbecue party for them. It's the hot pot on the middle of the table and just all kinds of delicious stuff around to mix up.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Ben.
Of course, anytime.
I enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure to be a part of the Voice of the Shuswap. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah.